This is slide 6, and this slide explains properties of two groups to which all electrons in electron gas can be divided. These groups I call electron assemblies because they contain different type of states with different properties. First group, shown in yellow color, represents only group which exists in case when there is no spin accumulation in the metal. I named this group the time inverse symmetrical assembly, or in short TIS assembly. It is assembly because it contains full, empty and spin states. The time inverse symmetry is a key property of this group of electrons. In this TIS assembly, spin states can have any possible spin direction with equal probability. You may recall from the last slide that there are electron scatterings which converts two spin states into empty and full states, and scatterings which do reverse conversion. Therefore, in the TIS assembly, there is a continuous conversion between spin, full and empty states. There is another group of electrons which only exists in the case when there is a spin accumulation in the metal. It is shown in blue color. I name this group the time inverse asymmetrical assembly, or in short TIA assembly. It contains only spin states with spins directed in the same direction. The number of electrons and its spin directions are two parameters describing the TIA assembly. The figure at right side compares the distribution of spin directions for spin states of TIS and TIA assemblies. The length of a vector from the origin to the surface corresponds to the number of electrons, the spin direction of which is the same as the direction of the vector. All spins in the TIA assembly are directed in one direction. Spins in the TIS assembly are directed to all directions with equal probability.